An arrest on the high seas points to what authorities describe as a growing national security threat.
Federal authorities captured a one-time naval officer in the waters off Africa. He'd been an admiral for the small African nation of Guinea-Bissau.
Agents of the U.S. Drug Enforcement Agency think the admiral is also a drug kingpin. And there is another layer to this crime story.
Investigators say it sheds light on links between criminal networks and terrorist groups. NPR's Tom Bowman reports.
It was a classic sting operation. Secret meetings in hotel rooms, video surveillance, promises of millions of dollars in payments to store tons of cocaine for later sale in the U.S., also supplying surface-to-air missiles for Colombia's FARC rebels. What the admiral and the men working with him didn't realize was they were talking to undercover agents. So when they were lured aboard a luxury yacht to seal the deal, American agents sprung the trap. They got the former naval chief and four others, but one man slipped away. That man, the U.S. says, is General Antonio Ingai, the commander of Guinea-Bissau's military.
General Ingai is still at large. He still remains a fugitive.
Derek Maltz leads the DEA's Special Operations Division.
Hopefully we'll grab him one day and bring him up to the Southern District of New York. We'll also face the charges.
The defendants who are in the Southern District of New York have been arraigned. In a court, we'll judge whether the government can prove its allegations. For his part, General Ingai has denied any wrongdoing. But what makes this case extraordinary is the general's position as the head of Guinea-Bissau's military. Here he is speaking to a crowd 2 years before he and other officers seized power in a coup. Without peace, there's no development, he says. Without peace, there's nothing we can do.
Guinea-Bissau has probably been the quintessential narco state for the past several years.
Stuart Patrick is with the Council on Foreign Relations and has written about transnational threats.
It was estimated back in 2008 that every month something like $300 million worth of cocaine was transiting the country.
Officials say there's really nothing new about crime that crosses national borders. But what is new, they say, is a growing link between drug traffickers, criminal networks, and terrorist groups. The Justice Department says about half of all international criminal organizations have links to extremist groups, including Colombia's FARC, Hezbollah, and the Taliban. It's that intersection between crime and terrorism that led the White House in 2011 to come up with a detailed strategy to fight the problem, what it calls transnational organized crime. General John Kelly sees it all firsthand. He's a top officer in the U.S. Southern Command, which covers Central and South America. Cocaine is heading north to the United States, and drug traffickers are even moving tons of drugs by submarine across the Atlantic.
And that cocaine moves across to Africa and then funds a lot of things criminal, to include religious extremism and terrorism.
General Kelly said recently he's carefully monitoring what he calls a complex network that also extends into the United States.
The network that we deal with is very sophisticated, and anything can move on it, you know, people, drugs, money.
To fight back, the White House plan calls for everything from more surveillance of transnational criminal organizations to seizing bank accounts in the U.S. to training law enforcement officers in Central America. There are 56 priority actions in the strategy, which Stuart Patrick of the Council on Foreign Relations actually sees as a problem.
Whenever you have a strategy that sets out 56 priority actions, you wonder how you're actually going to be able to prioritize amongst them.
With everything a priority, nothing's a priority. There's another problem with the strategy. The administration hasn't devoted a lot more money to the problem. Those on the front lines of transnational organized crime, like DEA's Derek Maltz, know they have to get by with what they've got.
Listen, we can always, you know, do better if we had more resources, but we're going to continue to do the best that we can with what we have.
Still, other officials tell NPR they need more support, everything from surveillance to ships, because right now, in many cases, they're just watching the crime go by. Tom Bowman, NPR News, Washington.